How old am I now? 81. Yeah. Dated in the center. And I can remember that when we were little, we had a car pretty well. Perhaps it's Owen Milton, because it's Owen Milton, we can see.
Yeah.
I mean, it's five generations prior, isn't it? You know, it's gone down, everybody.
Yeah.
And so, Dad used to go selling milk, and I remember he had a car pretty early. The first car which come had been Max Staffman in the village. And Mr. Hine, up at the mill, he was got a car.
Max Tappan was
the owner.
Was he in the, did he live in this mill house or something?
No, he was born in Lick.
Mm.
It's fact, he was Max for the fifth generation going down.
Okay.
The great hour that started was, it'd be, I don't know if it was John Tappan, there were John, Samuel, Max, Alec, no, John Samuel, William, Alec and Max, you know. And it, the first one, they lived on Buxton Road, I think it was.
Oh.
And he used to bring a horse and cart up and some strings of silk and nine men. And that's how we started.
Really?
Yeah. And,
so they started dyeing silk here?
Silk, yeah,
yeah.
Because of the water stream, you see.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's why Max, any farm or anything which came for sale,
mm.
he always brought it, you see, because
mm.
Dad rented lease and
mm.
never lay down there.
Mm.
Often, because then when we come home from school, we used to come up fields here, and we always just come look, see what colour the water were in the brook. Red, blue, all coloured. And you got dye pools down the bottom, two lots of dye pools down there where you filter.
That's down here,
yes.
where
and there was some, you know.
This is where Kenny's is, isn't it?
Yes.
Wow.
And bottom, right at the bottom, you know, not on Ken's field,
mm-hmm.
lower down than that, right close to the brook,
right.
really, brook
mm-hmm.
edge, and then some more down there.
Mm-hmm.
But they were filtered and cleaned out, and
mm-hmm.
nothing escaped to them.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be when people were getting tighter on them, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, on the pollution side, yeah.
Mm.
So you got a car when then?
So,
when did you get your car then?
So, Dad didn't have a car. It was a lorry, which you could put a back on, make it into from a lorry to a car.
Okay.
It was all going out.
Yeah.
And you'd take the wagon body off and just put car back up thing on.
Yeah.
And so when you think, we should be retro-born anyway, and so, Reg would be about 2
mm-hmm.
in 75, so that's going back a long time, aren't it?
So you're talking about 36,
huh? Yeah, something mm-hmm. like that. Mm.
So whereabouts did you go out for your days out then?
Well, if we'd ever been to Bottom House to Mum's and Dad's, visiting more or less.
Right.
But I can remember Dad going somewhere once, and there was a water running down, and I can't remember. I've tried to remember,
right.
you know, since I saw you. And he left us children in the car. He said, "Now you don't touch anything." And we said, "No, you know where you are." And we let right. break off. Because he hadn't got to go far, and he was in this year brook. So, yeah. So, yeah, that would be... That was the first car Dad had left.
Yeah, so when you sort of went out, you tended to go visiting?
Visiting more, yes, yeah.
So if you were having fun, you know, in the summer, kicking about, what did you do as kids like?
You were playing around it, you know, and
right.
all sorts of games outside, you know. And then we used to have hen coats, which we made into playhouses. When
right.
Mum used to rear his chickens, and then when they went out,
yeah.
we scrubbed them all out because they went into bigger end coats.
Yeah.
And I can remember the papered one. I can remember one Sunday dinner time, Charlie said that end coat's on fire, the chickens were in. And with paper being in, the paper must have caught fire and all the chickens were being, you know.
Yeah.
That was like end of the second display house.
Oh, yeah.
And you see, there were quite a few children around, you see, so they all came up and, you know, they were even going back. And then there used to be somebody from Worsley used to come playing football, and so they were, you know, the men folk played on the back of Butcher Yard, you know, football.
Yeah.
You know, you made a lot of young enjoyment, didn't you, remember?
Yeah.